Welcome to episode 430 of the Global From Asia podcast. I'm your host, Yesha, and today we are going to interview the amazing, incredible, none other than Mike. Stay tuned as we dive into the incredible conversation with Mike.
Let's do it.
Welcome to the Global From Asia podcast, where the daunting process of running an international business is broken down into straight up actionable advice. And now, your host, Michael Michelini.
Are you looking for USA banking solutions for your e-commerce business? I am proud to say Mercury.com is supporting the podcast here third year in a row at Global From Asia. And we're proud to say because we use them ourselves for many of our own Amazon brands and e-commerce brands and joint ventures with our US structures. And they're super easy to do, online application, no fees. And they have great customer support, have helped us with trouble with Amazon Seller Central over the years about some receipts and statements and everything like that. So we're so happy to say thank you, Mercury, for supporting our show, being a great service and supporting other e-commerce sellers. We're really proud to say they're a sponsor here. And we also have a video tutorial as well as an overview and a special link with a little bonus for you as well for us under certain conditions. Check it out at globalfromasia.com/mercury for that information. Thank you for listening and thank you, Mercury.
All right. Hello, everyone. So again, here is Mike with us. So today we're going to ask him about a lot of things that will interest you, definitely. And mostly, most of them would be the CBS. So Mike, hello. I have some few questions. Yeah. And one of them would be the preparations for the CBS 2024. Can you elaborate on any specific strategies or initiatives that the team implemented for the launch?
Sure. Yeah. So CBS, for I think people know, but just to say the full name is Cross Border Summit. This will be our sixth one. We did finish the fifth one last November. So we did it. The first one was in 2016 in Shenzhen, China, 2017 and 18 also in Shenzhen. 2019 was in Guangzhou. And then COVID hit, as actually many people in our lifetime will talk about COVID forever. So of course, we couldn't really do CBS for those years, but we finally got it back going since 2019, this past November 2023. And we have great testimonials, videos, and photos, and everybody really enjoyed it. I think it was one of my favorite. That was so that was like 6 months ago now. So we're halfway between last year and this coming year for 2024. But, you know, I keep it real. We haven't really started to work on it too much. We've been talking about different dates. So we're doing it a little bit earlier this year in November 3rd. Oh. Yeah, 3rd, 4th, 5th.
Okay.
And that is an adjustment based on a couple of different reasons. One is we're still kind of confirming the exact details, but it's Amy Weiss. She's from Amazing at Home. She does, you know, entrepreneur trips and trainings and content. She's amazing. She's based in Austin. She does the Canton Fair trip in China. So she really liked what she saw at the last one, some, you know, from the speakers and other attendees. And we were talking about collaborating. So she's going to do the Canton Fair trip. And then right after, those that with her group or others in China want to come can come right after the trip in China to Thailand. So we're kind of doing that earlier so that we're able to bring people that are already over from the US or Europe or overseas into Asia can stay a little bit longer and come down to Thailand after China.
Yeah. Well, you know, basing on the things that you've said to me, it really looks like it's going to be a busy year for you and for the Cross-Border Summit. And we already know how the pandemic hits us before, and that was a huge challenge for you. But right now, pandemic is gone. Were there any unexpected challenges that arose during your preparation?
You know, last year was 2023 was challenging because our team had changed. You know, we hadn't done the event in 4 years. So it had been 4 years since the last one. So the community has changed. The people, the team has been some changes. So we were kind of like a little bit rusty, I'd say, to do the you know, as we were talking before the recording, we have our procedures and we have our documentation, but still we didn't have that rhythm. You know, Sally, you've been getting to know, she was amazing, but it was the first time she had help with the summit and others. Mm-hmm. So that was one. And it just also, we moved it from China to Thailand. So it was a new place. We had to find a new hotel. We're looking to use the same location, I think, again this
same
year.
Same location, yes.
So now we have a bit of a rhythm. You know, the community has the memories, and more people came from Southeast Asia this time than from China. And of course, there was a lot of great returnees that had come in previous years.
That's good.
But there was some new faces, both speaking and attending. Yeah. So we're excited.
This is a new face.
And yeah, yeah. Get totally. You out there too. Come visit, hey, help
yeah,
us out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And yeah, well, you know, it's we all know how stressful it is to being able to put up this kind of huge event. And were there any like lessons, you know, your team or our team was able to learn from overcoming all these challenges that you plan to applying in the future upcoming events? Because we hope that this continues every year as of now.
Yeah, we want to keep the rhythm going. You know, there was some details. We added an expo this time for the first time, cross-border matchmaker expo on the day before. Mm. And we partnered with a logistics company and friend Genghis from Terrestrial. And that was the first time ever we'd done something like that. And it went much better than we expected, even with rather short notice. So we want to grow the trade show expo so people can meet factories. Right. But on top of that, there was some hiccups, of course, as always. Live events are always challenging, but it was much easier than China. Thailand is a little bit more used to, I think, international travel, and the visa requirements are much easier. But, you know, the one thing was the screen. We had an LED screen. Actually, we invested a lot. It was a huge screen, one of those screens that goes from the... Yeah. Like, you know, really, it wasn't just the pull down ones that they give you at the hotel. We had to bring in external wall mounted.
Yeah. It's a very big monitor.
Yeah. So it's from the feet to the above your head, and it's wide.
Oh,
but
wow.
it wasn't horrible, but it was a little bit fuzzy, I think. So maybe we have to upgrade that a little bit. I mean, it was pretty a big investment, but still. And we blew the power at the hotel.
Oh.
It was only for 5 minutes, but. I think it was the first day, and maybe they didn't, I don't know, but luckily it didn't happen more than once, but it was the first day, like second speaker. And I don't know if it was the beginning or the end, but it was just like, the speaker started to speak, and then there's and the whole thing went dark.
You know, you probably were like in shock. Like, what's happening?
Yeah, you know, I've gotten better in my life to deal with, of course, nobody's perfect, but I've gotten, so I just kind of calmed down. And we had an audio video team, you know, on site that was in charge of the equipment. So
that's good.
There were some Thai speaking and louder voices for a couple minutes, and then it popped back on and it stayed fine the rest of the 2 days of the main conference. So that was good.
Yeah, evidently you were ready for those kind of things because you were able to fix, you know, those things right away. And speaking of investments, because you said you've invested a lot, my next question to you would be improvements. Can you give me some examples of changes or enhancements that we've implemented or we plan to implement this year as a result of the previous CBS learnings or those kind of things?
So as I mentioned a little bit about the expo, the trade show, we put that together with one or two months notice. We prepared for the last CBS for about the same. It's usually 6, 7, 8 months of planning. So we're starting now really to work on it. As you know, we have a team call after this recording. So we're really, you know, 7 months to go from now. But the expo, it was more like an afterthought, like, hey, we have this space. We have people coming. Let's do this expo. And it went better than we expected. So we're gonna also have a bigger expo the day before on November 3rd. The core summit is 4th and 5th, but we're going to double down. Our partners committed to return again and support on the supplier side. So that will be expanded more this year.
Ah.
We also are as I mentioned, some other travel groups will be coming, like Amy and others. And we're also talking to Kaylee. She's another event organizer. She does some amazing stuff. She's been wanting to do an event in Thailand for a while. So we're still actually, you know, early discussing how to cooperate,
figuring things out.
But she does more like intimate group events. So we're thinking to have that after the larger events, maybe on the 6th, 7th, or 8th, she could have this add-on where there is these group experiences. Like, she's done them in different parts of the world, but first time in Thailand. But it could be some kind of like, it doesn't have to be business. It could just be groups going somewhere together that are in e-commerce and trade that are networking and learning and sharing with each other. Because a lot of times a lot of times value is not just from what you learn, but like who you meet. So we're working on some more extracurricular. Last year we did a elephant sanctuary afterwards. Oh. We also did a night market afterwards. But I think people didn't have it in their agenda. Some people left earlier before we got to those. So this year we're just gonna make people also weren't aware of the expo. They had flights already booked. So this year I think it's gonna be like a long week. You know, maybe people should plan for honestly, it was so exhausting, these things, for me, but it was like a week for me last time because we had speakers coming in even 3 days early.
Wow.
We even did some pre-events. Of course, we had the after parties. We had the VIP dinners, masterminds, but we're going to have even more kind of extracurricular this year. And we have speakers are asking us to speak more than ever, and still 7 months to go. So it's, of course, we have a few. I'm not sure if we're ready to announce the show the speakers yet, but we have some really great people that want to speak in the industry.
Right.
And people want to attend. You know, people are asking us already to buy tickets, and we haven't opened the tickets to the public yet. We're looking at maybe a bit after this show, April 15th.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I mean, I just think it's going to be longer. Oh, of course, the core event will be the 2 days. We'll have the expo the day before. We'll have some partner events after. But, you know, there's just way more you can do this time.
More productive, and so hopefully people, those kind of things.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of activities.
Wow. Well, basing on the things you mentioned, it really looked like we really have a lot of things to look forward into in terms of the Cross-Border Summit this 2024, best or more better than what we had last year. And that's actually good. And also, I just want to ask you some couple of questions as well, because aside from the Cross-Border Summit, we also have some new things going on, like our GFA training and membership. Can you walk us through on how is the process of that GFA training? How does it work?
Sure. You know, and again, I keep it real. So I'll keep it real. We're readjusting our programs. You know, the Globe from Asia has existed since 2013 as a podcast. So it's over 10 years. Last year was 10 years. So it's going into 11 years. Over those years, we've tried memberships and trainings and workshops as different pieces. And as we said, you know, COVID changed a lot in the industry and everything. We had a great summit last year. So what we're working on is having people like I think, more personal attention and personal engagement. So one thing, you know, as you know, Wendy, I don't think everybody here knows my amazing wife, Wendy. She's got some great, I think she's also been doing really well with GFA Kids, you know. So we're trying to take some of the skills we've learned there and tools to allow the GFA adults to have more training on specific topics. Like we had the last show was Genghis, which is of course our partner also at the trade show. But people, we should have actually added at the end, or even in our intro outro, we could have said, hey, if you would like to book a call or a training or a consultation with Genghis about your business needs, we're going to have either a group session or maybe one-on-ones you can book. As you know, we got that booking system already and everything set up. So the idea is members will get either first or priority or discounted access or points.
It's
to be able to connect with our experts and others in the community.
Mm-hmm.
is one element so that you can engage with our community, because we have a very rich and a good, you know, like diverse and experienced
community,
group of people that are hard to find and hard to get together. Mm-hmm. So we, you know, with the idea of you helping out, you can maybe even help with connecting with the experts. So say a member wants to do a session with one of the speakers of summits or a podcast guest or somebody they see on our materials, we will help to see if we can arrange that either on a one-on-one or a group session. So that's the core idea. We're going to take some of the tech from the GFA kids and the team and the skills with that and build it up. On the other side, some of these experts, they want us to get the word out, just like the teachers and GFA kids. They want us to help them promote their skills and their services. So I think you'll be talking to them maybe making some quick little introductions of them and what they do and what their skills are. And we'll be promoting those people into our community so people might not know who they are or what they do. And we can say, hey, if you're interested to connect with Joe or Jean, you know, go to this website and contact our community management team and Yesha, and she'll help arrange a group or one-on-one session. So we're going to build that up over the next few months leading up to the summit. So I think the idea is hopefully we'll be testing it. I think it's going to be on a test basis until November. But it's actually we're really happy to have your help and Wendy's help. But that's kind of one of the ideas. And then at the summit, we can maybe have a little bit more of a, I don't know what the right word is, finished or fully prepared package. It's going to be kind of in a closed beta, at least in my understanding. But we're going to be digging into that in our team call. But basically, we're just going to let people learn from each other and connect with each other, because we have all these amazing podcast guests and members and experts and speakers over like 10 years in e-commerce and international business and trade. So we're going to help engage them with the audience and the community more closely.
That's very good. I just want to say to you that it's very incredible that you actually ensure that this whole training curriculum stays relevant and effective to all the participants. And it's really cool to actually realize that you're not, you know, doing this just because you want to do it, but you are, the listeners and the participants are able to get something off of it. And that's really good. And I was supposed to ask about you do you have any like plans to expand your services or enhance or anything, but you've already answered those on basing what you've just said earlier. So that's really good for the future for GFA, I think. Yeah.
I think we always think, what's the core value that we're doing here? And, you know, it's about building up relationships and even trust or connections. Like, of course, we help facilitate those connections too.
So probably when the time is right, maybe we can discuss more about, you know, what are the steps that, you know, we require for someone to become a member, or...
We're making a poster as we speak. I think our designers had a draft, and Wendy,
they're ready.
So maybe not on the recording, but maybe on our show notes and our blog post of this show. When the website, or you're watching, or in the description, if you could go to the link, I think there's going to be a blog post with kind of the more clear offer of what we're offering. It's going to be application only. Too. I think maybe you'll be involved with reviewing it, Wendy and I, but we also want to make sure the people involved are doing it for the right reasons and are relevant for the community that we are building.
Yeah. Okay. Well, people, you heard that. We are expecting a lot of things coming for Cross Border Summit 2024. We have a lot of new things coming for you for GFA training and membership. And stay tuned for all of the further information as we go. And when we're ready, we're going to let you know.
It's going to be great. So exciting.
Yes, definitely.
All right. So we'll have all the show notes and links for those interested to see more. Where is that going to be?
For everyone to know, for your information, guys, for you to be able to see it, you can visit us at globalfromasia.com/CBS 2024. Again, that's globalfromasia.com/CBS2024.
Perfect. Yeah, check it out there and get the early links and all the information.
Check it out. Yes.
Save the date. Cross Border Summit 2024 is coming back. 2023's was epic. Never got such great feedback in all of our events. Cross Border Summit 2024, we're planning already a year in advance. It is a full week of amazing things. There's pre-events, post-events, workshops, trainings, elephant sanctuaries. We have a lot of amazing things here in Chiang Mai, Thailand again. So I would love to see you there. We've already pre-sold some tickets to previous people. We will be opening up tickets soon. Subscribe to get updates at 2024.crossbordersummit.com. Also check out videos and testimonials from last year, as well as all of our years. We did them in China, and this will be our sixth one. It'll be great to meet you there and network and make some great relationships. I can't wait. November 2024.
To get more info about running an international business, please visit our website at www.globalfromasia.com. That's www.globalfromasia.com. Also, be sure to subscribe to our iTunes feed. Thanks for tuning in.